Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. As usual, Wednesday, I'm here filling in for Millie Cederstrom, and she catch up another thing around the office. And I'm so glad you're out there, and I do mean that. Welcome to the program. It is 5 October 2022. My goodness, folks, less than a month away to midterms. Wonder what could happen. I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we? Of course, we're going to bring up Wendy Wilson in just about a minute or two whenever she's ready to share with us her information, folks. Everyone loves listening to Wendy, including me. I love what she's saying. She knows what she's talking about. She's excited to share her news, and I love that. But let's get to the metals and the markets. What do you say? Gold is still struggling, folks. We're down 841 to 1716.95. Silver is down 0.34, 34 cents, but it's still above 20 at 2068. Platinum was down 750 to 923.50. Palladium was down 43.16 to 2259.85. So palladium took a little bit of a hit. All metals did. So it's really odd. The Dow had an update of 61 points to 3377. The S&P was up a little bit too, about 5.61 points to 3796. NASDAQ was up 14.18 to 11190. Overseas, markets are kind of mixed a little bit here. The DAX was down 1.21% to 12,517. FTSE was down 0.48% to 7,052. Nikkei was up 0.48%, 27,120. Hang Seng was up 5.9% to 18,037. USDX, the dollar was up. It says dollar 1.01 to 111.08. But, you know, folks, that's down from 114. The dollar is slipping some, but it did gain some today. 10-year yield was down 3.93%, up 3.93% to 3.76. So we're seeing a mix there of a lot of different things. Markets mixed overseas. Here we're going back up, and I mean, the Dow's back over 30 again. Well, I'm sure people are just excited, you know, out of the gourd that's going back up again. But folks, believe me, this is a seesaw ride, and anything can happen any day. And that's just a fact. But there you go with the metals and the markets. Let's go to our guest. I always look forward to having on. Let's talk to Wendy Wilson. Wendy, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Butch. Always good to be with you and all the listeners. It's a beautiful Carolina day here.
It is here, too, in the hills, West Virginia. Gorgeous day. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. It's a good time to be, you know, seeding the lawn.
yeah, it is. Yeah, and right now, all of our leaves are changing color. They're so pretty.
Oh, well, ours
oranges and golds and reds. Oh.
They're starting here, but it'll be another several weeks before it's picture perfect, you know. Yeah. I thought we'd talk about our list of drugs that can risk your hearing has increased. So I thought we would just add to the list and talk about that. Because we've heard, you know, certain cardiovascular.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll shut up now. Go ahead.
That dry wood of yours, you know. Okay. So, now, we have heard, you know, cardiovascular drugs can cause hearing loss over time. You know, people that are on blood pressure, congestive heart failure meds. However, you know, there's new research now that states that even some antibiotics can cause a hearing loss. And so aside from, you know, the gut flora imbalance that your antibiotics can deliver and yeast infections, also the drug-resistant superbug, science is now discovering the kind of Pandora box they really have opened. This is a 2022 study. This is University of Indiana School of Medicine. They were looking at existing antibiotics, and what they are discovering is quite shocking. So far, the list of side effects they found were hearing loss and ear hair loss. Now, if you understand how the ear works, you have little tiny hairs in the inner ear, and they're responsible for hearing. If you lose those hairs, you will not hear at all. So apparently these drugs tear down those little hairs, and then you lose your
hearing. And I've got to ask you this question. How does that work? How does that work?
The hairs. These are little tiny fibrous hairs in the inner ear, and they vibrate. They vibrate with sound, and they transfer sound through the nervous system to your brain so that you can hear. So
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, if you remember, you remember Rush Limbaugh? He had a problem, and he had to have a cordial ear implant because he was on the oxycodone for pain, and it damaged his ears. See, so there are drugs out there that can take away your hearing, and just letting you guys know.
So having to shave my ears is not a bad thing.
Well, we're not talking about the hair you can see in your ear.
Okay. I'm gonna be good. I promise. Go ahead.
All right. Now, the research was published in the September 2022 issue of the Developmental Cell publication, and apparently, the ear hair loss that causes the hearing loss, these are hair cells, and they don't regenerate, and they cause permanent hearing loss. So there is really more than one prescription medication that will cause hearing loss. And they call these drugs that do that oxytoxicity drugs. Okay. Here's a quote from a Beltone Group in Denmark. They're a hearing aid specialist company. They founded in 1940. They said oxytoxicity describes damage to the inner ear caused by certain chemicals found in pharmaceutical and over-the-counter medications. So you may think, I'm going to take this and get rid of my infection. That's fine, but you also may be getting rid of your hearing at the same time. Drugs for hearing loss, the list of medications has been, you know, added to, can really sacrifice your sense of sound. On the list, of course, the cardiovascular drugs for blood pressure, congestive heart failure, and angina. Also, antibiotics. The names of these antibiotics will end in the letter C-I-N. Now, that's sin, but not the sin we're talking about in the Bible. But like myosin, streptomycin, erythromycin, these are the drugs that usually prescribe for a lot of respiratory infectious disease. So these are the ones that can risk your hearing. Also, quinine is on the list. Quinine for malaria and leg cramps. That's what they prescribe that for. Pain relievers like your aspirin, ibuprofen, your Advil and Motrin, your naproxen, Aleve, acetaminophen, Tylenol. Also, long-term use of those will also reduce your hearing. Cancer drugs, the neoplastic cancer drugs, as well as loop diuretics and anti-parasite medicines can also risk your hearing. So with regard to your pain relievers, just taking the drug twice weekly can promote hearing loss risk. Just twice a week, right?
Wow.
And how many people out there do you know that, you know, landscapers, painters, you know, concrete driveway guys that are you know, working their bodies, you know, hard and are, you know, popping these pills, you know, on the back of their pickup truck, you know? Seriously. Or they're chasing it with some beer. You know? It's they wind up in the doctor's office and they can't figure out why they can't hear the foreman yell at them. You know. Now here's another quote. This is from the Beltone Group. They said, for men under age 50, regular use of acetaminophen nearly doubles their chances of a hearing problem. The good news, hearing loss from over-the-counter pain relievers is usually reversible once you stop taking the drug. So that's the good point there on your pain relievers, Tylenol, acetaminophen, all that. Now, according to the Beltone Group, the drugs that can actually give you a ringing in the ears or tinnitus are antibiotics, cancer drugs, diuretics, use of quinine, antidepressants, and aspirin. So you can get that ringing in the ears, and a lot of people have that. Have you talked to anybody lately? I have. it's different. You know, from time to time, you'll hear your ear kind of do a tone. It
sure,
goes,
sure.
And then it goes away.
Mine does all the time. Yeah.
Right. And it's for a second or two. That's really the brain doing a sound check on your hearing. That's what
really?
That is. Yeah. So the brain's just checking in, making sure it can, you know, has that hearing, sense of hearing still. Now, some of the symptoms, if you have oxytoxic meds and some of the symptoms, you know, that you can get, These drugs can bring on your hearing loss, but they really don't show symptoms right away. And it can take months to develop a hearing loss. Some of the warning signs would be ringing in the ears, the tinnitus, dizziness, balance problems, and hearing changes. So now you want to be aware of subtle changes, and you might want to go get a hearing test to avoid permanent hearing loss. Now, I was just talking to a lady today, and she likes to, in the shower, tilt her head to one side and rest her head on, I guess, I don't know, the washcloth rack or something. And that's how she relaxes in the shower. I said, you're getting water down that ear canal. And she says, yeah, but I just shake it out. It's almost like swimmer's ear. I said, but you're not supposed to get water in the ears. If you get water in the eustachian tube, it can damage your hearing. This is why when kids have fluid behind the ear and they put those tubes in to drain the fluid, because if you don't drain the fluid, the child can lose their hearing. So mm-hmm. fluid in the ear is not a good thing either. Now, a Developmental Cell Journal says this, ochotoxicity or hearing loss caused by prescription medications is one of the main causes for hearing loss in humans. More than 48 million people in the United States alone experience drug-induced hearing loss. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, the hearing aid business and stuff is, you know, it can work for a little while, but if you continue taking these meds, like I had a family member that was taking medications for blood pressure and congestive heart failure and couldn't hear the TV. So every time you went over to a visit, the TV was blaring because they could hardly hear the thing. So look for signs like that of relatives that may be on some of these medications, and you can tell they're having some struggles there. So in the human ear, Pastor Butch, the hair cells are responsible for receiving sound in the inner ear. Antibiotics used to treat infections, we're using that for over 80 years to treat infections, and this will cause the cell hair damage or death of the cell hair in the ear, and that you could have a possible permanent hearing loss. 20 to 47% of patients will have hearing loss on antibiotics. That's a high number,
wow.
too.
You really teach me a lot of things that I had no idea that the medicines could cause hearing loss. I had no idea.
Yeah, and a lot of it is key is repetitive use of. So I don't know how many people over the course of 20 years that I've been doing herbs is people will say, you know, I have this chronic sinusitis and I've been on repeated course of antibiotics and I'm not really getting results that I want. And the problem with repeat courses of antibiotics, besides the hearing loss risk, is like we said in the beginning, it will mess up your gut floras and give you yeast infections, right? The problem with repeated use of antibiotics or a very long course of them is, yes, it'll mess up your floras to the point where only one flora remains, and that's yeast. And then you can have an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive tract, and that will promote chronic fatigue syndrome because you will not be able to convert protein to amino acids to feed the cells, so you'll feel continuously tired and fatigued. If you don't correct the imbalance, you'll get a sister condition called fibromyalgia, which is the soft tissue, the muscle area, where the nerve endings start complaining because they don't have any oxygen-rich blood with any nutrition in it. And so then you get pain in the soft tissue muscle areas, and that's chronic. People are on disability for that.
I know a lot of people have that, but so that's caused by drugs also?
Yeah, it starts with usually, from my experience, it starts with somebody that's been prescribed repeated use of antibiotics for, let's say, a chronic problem. It could be urinary tract infections. It could be sinusitis or bronchitis issues. They're prone to those things. And they get this gut imbalance, and you have to restore those floras. Now, your bowel has 400 floras. And antibiotics can wipe out everything but yeast.
Now you don't
want to throw colloidal silver down the hatch, because colloidal silver will wipe out even the yeast, and then you got nothing. And it's very difficult to restore those floras People are in a bad, bad situation if you don't have those digestive floras. Now, Dr. John Christopher had a clinic for 60 years in Utah, and when he retired, he'd opened the School of Natural Healing, and he taught everything he knew. I went to that school, and one of the things he mentioned was there's a diet you have to go on if you have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. It's to bring the floras back. So you want to avoid anything that will feed the yeast, and sugar feeds yeast. So no carbs, no alcohol, no sugar, no fruit juice. And you have to eat brown rice, which is a complex carb. It doesn't convert to sugar. And vegetables, so you can have them raw, steamed, or stir-fried. And you stay on that diet until your energy comes back. That's an indicator that your floras are coming back. You can also use probiotics. My favorite probiotic is Gero. It's in the refrigerated section at your store. And then you can also eat some fermented foods to kind of push those floras to come back in, like kimchi and sauerkraut. And mm-hmm. Depending on how bad the imbalance was, I mean, your floras can come back in a matter of weeks, or it could be a matter of months. So you just have to stay tough with it, because this is going to correct your chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia if you have both those problems. And this is a solution. This is a cure. And Dr. Christopher, used it for 60 years in his clinic, and it was surefire cure for those problems. So just be aware of your medications. You could be, walking into a situation where you're going to have a chronic problem that the doctors most likely aren't going to be able to correct for you. But you have the power right now, because science has done studies, Pastor Butch, where your diet from an unhealthy to a healthy changes your DNA in 6 days. So that's how much power you have with just food.
Wow. We're about out of time, but I tell you, this has been, for me, it's been really an education. Thank you for sharing this today.
Well, sure. If anybody would like our free product catalog, they can give us a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to jump on the website and request it there. And be well out there, okay?
You're going to the doctor and thinking you're taking things to make you feel better and make it rid of some symptoms. But what are you doing to your body otherwise? If you ever watch a commercial on TV advertising medicine, they got a 30, they just read real, blah, 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 this could, and it could even kill you. Then it's, it said, but you call, you need to try this drug. I mean, they almost talk so fast, giving you the side effects, you can't hear it.
Yeah. When I was growing up, you couldn't have drug commercials on TV. Later, it changed because the drug cartel earned 20% more income by doing that. So
no doubt.
People see the ad, they go to their doctor, and they say, "I want that drug," and the doctor writes a prescription typically. So you got to research your medicines really well.
Wendy Wilson, thank you so much. It's been this flew by. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, you're so welcome. We'll talk to you later.
I'll see you next week.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Close path to break. A lot more to talk about. Don't go away. Great segment. Working for a living.
What they're giving, because I'm working for a living. Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You know, never cared much for that song, but I do like the phrase, things ain't what they used to be. And that's just a fact. I've been around long enough to know that, folks. I'm going on 3/4 of a century on this earth, and I've seen things change so much. But let's get into some news. And some of it is quite revealing. Not a lot of it's really good, I guess you could say, but it is what it is, folks. A report here, UK gold dealers sold out of bullion after a pound's record fall causes demand to skyrocket. Now, folks, that's why we keep telling you, purchase the gold and precious metals while you can. The demand will be going up. If you think prices are high now, give it a little bit of time. Demand for gold increased exponentially, it says. United Kingdom-based gold dealer Ish Kundra has revealed that he repeatedly ran out of gold coins and bars in the days that followed the United Kingdom Treasury Chief Kazi Karting's mini budget proposal. Kundra, who operates from London's Hatton Garden Jewelry Quarter, is quoted in a Bloomberg report suggesting that demand for the precious metal has increased exponentially following Karting's controversial proposals. According to the report, the rush to gold by Britons came at a time when the precious metal's U.S. dollar value was approximately 20% lower than its March peak of just above $22,060 per ounce. However, the turmoil in the U.K. financial markets, as well as the pound slide to a record low versus the dollar, meant gold was again a more alluring alternative. This, in part, is said to explain why those in the United Kingdom were scrambling to get their hands on the precious metal, as Kendra observed. I keep running out of coins. I keep running out of bars. As at bullion vault, a member of the London Bullion Market Association, number of Britons who opened the accounts to buy gold was reportedly more than double the usual rate. So, folks, we're not just talking about it here. People worldwide realize the value of something that's has intrinsic value, not a piece of paper with a promissory note to pay or whatever. Something that is solid, tangible, and you can hold in your hand, and had to be mined and minted, and it's rare. It's not something you just go out and pick off the street somewhere like a piece of paper. That's why people are trying now to buy it. And I would suggest what you get what you can while you can, because prices are going to be going up again, and I think pretty soon. Now, I'm going to try to read these numbers because it's important to understand them. But you know, they're wanting another tax increase. Well, listen to this. $4,408,452,000,000. Federal tax collection set record through August. The federal government collected a record $4,408,452,000,000 in total taxes in the first 11 months of fiscal 2022, October through August, according to the monthly Treasury statement. That was up $525,658,175,000, or 13.5% from the then record $3,882,793,830,000 in constant August 2022 dollars. So it went up a huge jump, folks, that the federal government collected in the first 11 months of 2021. We're talking about over $1 trillion, almost $1 trillion more taxes coming in. The record in total taxes that the federal government collected in the first 11 months of the fiscal year included a record $2,404,419,000,000 in individual income taxes. And they want to raise taxes again. Now, of course, they're inflated dollars this year, but not that inflated that much since last year. It also included 1,356 billion, 643,000 in social insurance and retirement taxes, 76 billion, 48 million in excise taxes, 29 billion, 88 million in estate and gift taxes, 91 billion, 167 million in custom duties, and 132 billion, 163 million in what the Treasury calls miscellaneous receipts. You know, I believe I could live on those miscellaneous receipts. Could talk about here. They said even though it collected this record $4,408,452,000,000 in taxes in the first 11 months of the fiscal year, the federal government still ran a deficit of $945,715,000,000 in this period alone because it spent $5,354,167,000,000. Think about that. Those numbers are even hard to read, much less comprehend. U.S. national debt tops $31 trillion for the first time. I'm going to give you a comparison for that just in a few minutes from 20 years ago. America's gross national debt exceeded $31 trillion for the first time on Tuesday, a grim financial milestone that arrived just as the nation's long-term fiscal picture has darkened amid rising interest rates. The breach of the threshold, which was revealed in a Treasury Department report, comes at an inopportune moment as historically low interest rates are being replaced with higher borrowing costs as the Federal Reserve tries to combat rapid inflation. While record levels of government borrowing to fight the pandemic and finance tax cuts were once seen by some policymakers as affordable, those higher rates are making America's debt more costly over time. So many of the concerns we've had about our growing debt path are starting to show themselves as we both grow our debt and grow our rates of interest, said Michael A. Peterson, the chief executive of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which promotes deficit reduction. Too many people were complacent about our debt path, in part because rates were so low. In comparison, folks, 20 years ago, George W. Bush was in office. Our national debt was $6 trillion. It's went up over 5 times in 20 years. 500% in 20 years, folks. Now, granted, in 2020, $1 was equal to $1.72 today. So we've lost almost a dollar's worth of value, 3/4 of a dollar worth of value, since in 20 years. Yeah, that's how your money has shrunk 3/4 of its value in 20 years. But the debt was $6 trillion in 20 years ago. Today, it is $31 trillion. And we really think that anyone, any party, Bush was a Republican, Obama was a Democrat, Trump was a Republican, Biden's a Democrat, all of them increased the national debt. You know, in a sense, they have no choice, folks. If they're going to keep doling out benefits, including Social Security, I know you say it's not a benefit, and it isn't. We earned that. I realize that. But then they now consider it a benefit, and they're going to cut it one day. But if they keep doling out things to the foreign illegals coming here by the billions of dollars, don't you know this debt has nothing to do but to go up? It can't be paid now. When it collapses and the Great Reset comes in, I think we're going to see a lot of things happen that you and I maybe knew heard about in the Scriptures, but never truly understood what it was going to mean. And that's just the way it is. Devastation. Here's how the energy crisis will accelerate the food crisis. By the way, another huge processing plant in Paris caught on fire. Food processing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did. And there's been like 108, 110 so far in this country been is burned or blew up or something's happened to them. Anyway, back to the article. The cost of living is going nowhere but up. Everyone has been touched by the skyrocketing inflation, high fuel prices, and the availability of certain supplies. And now we're facing a massive energy crisis. We've seen the signs for a while, as Fabian wrote last year in his article, but theory is quickly becoming reality. Energy prices in Europe have catapulted to a dizzying heights, leaving some folks facing bills of up to $10,000. Wow. And the United States is not untouched. Prices for power are already escalating here. Anecdotally, my own utility bill for September was double the price of a bill for August, and I used less energy. This upward trend is growing more common if my inbox is any indication. But it isn't just the price of essential utilities like heating and cooking that are going to be affected. The price and availability of food will be affected as well. We're about to get handed a food crisis. Manufacturers can't afford to produce food. Never thought we'd see that happen, did you? All over the world, manufacturers are shutting down production to combat the price of energy. And in a world already seeing food shortages and empty shelves, this is a massive hit. A source in Sweden tells me that two large greenhouses have said they're shutting down production for the winter due to energy prices. And while I don't have links for Sweden specifically, Reuters reports that our manufacturers in Europe are also doing this. Across northern and western Europe, vegetable producers are contemplating halting their activity because of the financial hit from Europe's energy crisis, further threatening food supplies. French supermarket, April 2022, said surging power and gas prices will impact crops grown through the winter in heated greenhouses, such as tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers, and those which need to be placed in cold storage, such as apples, onions, and other fruits are that fade out on me. European farmers are warning of shortages. Anticipated hit to production and jump in prices means supermarkets may switch to sourcing more goods from warmer countries such as Morocco, Turkey, Tunisia, and Egypt. Surging gas prices are the biggest cost vegetable farmers are cultivating inside a greenhouse face, farmers said. Meanwhile, two French farmers renewing their electricity contract for 2023 said they were being quoted prices more than 10 times those of 2021. A major supplier of canned goods and other preserved foods in the Netherlands, HAK, has announced they're shutting down production during the coldest part of the year due to energy costs. HAK, a major seller of conserved foods and such as peas, beans, and applesauce in the Netherlands, is to temporarily halt production this winter due to high energy costs, with a spokesperson saying the issue, the pause would last 6 weeks from January. It says, will we be affected by the food in the United States? Well, I'll just read a brief paragraph here. I fear that Europe is the canary in the economic coal mine. I think it's only a matter of time before the United States sees the same thing. We've already gotten glimpses of fertilizer shortage. The OP posted about it here back in 2021. This was worse when the Russia vowed to halt fertilizer exports. So, folks, food insecurity, I know we laugh about that and think, well, gee, that's never happened in America. Well, not in our lifetime it hasn't, maybe, but it's going to get a lot worse. And there isn't anything that anybody likes to talk about. But, folks, we got to face reality here. It's here. I repeat, again, in 2020, our dollar is worth $1.75. That's what it is now. Three-quarters of it has went away in value. Just let that sink in a second. That's a huge hit. It really is. I bought a candy bar yesterday for a friend. It's a little payday candy bar, just a regular little tiny size. $1.99. They were nickel when I used to buy them as a boy. Not the same thing, but they were nickel. How much a dollar lost in my lifetime since I was maybe 10 years old? And get ready for oil prices, gas prices to go up again. I forgot to do the oil price today. I apologize. I forgot to get that off. But oil prices are going to be going up. OPEC to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day to shore up prices, defying U.S. pressure. The U.S. has no pull anymore, folks, even in the Middle East. For a long time, they backed our dollar with oil, and they kept, you know, we had some control over them. Not even longer. Our dollar is losing its hegemony everywhere. That's all there is to it. A group of some of the world's most powerful oil producers on Wednesday agreed to impose deep output cuts, seeking to spur a recovery in crude prices, despite calls from the U.S. to pump more to help the global economy. OPEC and non-OPEC allies, a group often referred to as OPEC Plus, decided at their first face-to-face gathering since 2020 to reduce production by 2 billion barrels per day from November. Energy market participants had expected OPEC Plus, which includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, to impose output cuts of somewhere between 500,000 barrels and 2 million barrels. The move represents a major reversal in production policy for the alliance, which sliced output by a record 10 million barrels per day in early 2020, when demand crashed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Y'all remember driving back those days? The roads about empty. I enjoyed driving. No traffic. I mean, really, seriously. It was great. People got scared and stayed home. But anyway, the oil cartel has since gradually unwound those record cuts, albeit with several OPEC Plus countries struggling to fulfill their quotas. Oil prices have fallen to roughly $8 a barrel from over 120 in early June amid growing fears about the prospect of a global economic recession. The production cut for November is an attempt to reverse this slide. Despite repeated pressure from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration for the group to pump more to lower fuel prices ahead of midterm elections next month, international benchmark Brent crude Futures traded at 9282 a barrel during afternoon deals in London, up around 1.1%. U.S. West Texas Intermediate Futures, meanwhile, stood at A737, almost 1% higher. OPEC Plus will hold its next meeting on December 4th, folks, about 2 months from now. They may do it again. I don't know. People are going to be crying for energy when heat and everything goes to a good point. They can no longer function. Will they cut it then, too, when people are begging for any kind of energy to keep things going? I know it's not natural gas. It's gasoline. But it's fuel. It's energy. Will it make a difference if things get tighter again and people are actually seeing food shortages and things happening? I don't know. I just don't know. But Europe is definitely in the crosshairs. Europe is definitely in the crosshairs. Shocking letter reveals UK blackout fear. Yeah. A letter from Ofgem, the UK's power regulator, warned about the significant risk, and that's in bold letters, of a natural gas shortage this winter because of disruptions to energy markets following the war in Ukraine and undersupply of Europe. Bloomberg's opinion, Javier Blas, tweeted a photograph of the letter focusing on technical change in the UK electricity market. Blas highlighted the critical parts of the letter in the background section that detailed a dark and cold winter for the UK could be just ahead. Here's what he said. Due to the war in Ukraine and gas shortage in Europe, and of course now, folks, we know the gas lines blew up, and I think we know who did that. Biden said they would take care of it some months ago, and they did. And by the way, I'll share this. Now, this is, you can look this up online. Germany was talking with Russia behind closed doors to reopen the gas lines. Germany is about ready to lift some sanctions on Russia, perhaps, for a deal to get gas in Germany. Well, the U.S. couldn't handle that. They couldn't let that happen. It's really strange. It blew up in it. But anyway, due to the war in Ukraine and gas shortage in Europe, there is a significant risk that gas shortages could occur during the winter of 2022-23 in Great Britain. As a result, there's a possibility that GB, Great Britain, will enter into a gas supply emergency. In the event that GB reaches stage two in this procedure, firm load shedding of gas will be applied to the largest gas users connected to the gas system. This will likely be large gas-fired power stations, which produce electricity to the national electricity transmission system, which means, folks, there could be blackouts in Europe. Not only sitting in the cold, but sit without light, maybe. That's bleak. That is bleak. And we're seeing more rhetoric over maybe the war escalating. I understand Russia losing ground. I don't know if that'd be true or not. But either way, I think we're going to see things escalate. I don't think Russia's going to let anything go back too far backward without making a stand that could usher in something we don't even think about. But things are looking bleak all over the world. But Europe definitely is sitting in the crosshairs of a huge economic disaster. And who knows what's coming to that. So it's so much more to talk about, folks. We're going to go break in a few seconds, but so much more to talk about. Don't go away. Glenn, you listen to Financial Survival? Give Melody a call while you can at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Buy it while you can afford it, please. I know it's about break time. I see the clock change, but I don't hear music playing. There it is. Back in a little bit, folks.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back with the final segment today, Wednesday, 5th of October, 2022. This is Pastor Butch Paul, filling for Melody Cederstrom. And again, I urge you to call her, folks, at least ask some questions about what you can do and can afford. It's gold is being, these calls, scarfed up, especially in European places, and they know it's coming down. 800-375-4188. Gas starts flowing to Poland via new Baltic pipeline from Norway. Natural gas started flowing to Poland through the new Baltic pipeline from Norway via the Baltic Sea on the morning of October 1st, Polish gas pipeline operator Gas System said. Promises made over 6 years ago have been kept, Gas System said, according to a translation of its October statement. Gas started flowing at 16 a.m. on October 1st via the Baltic pipeline, which, with nominations or results for sending gas through the pipeline, totaled 62.4 million kilowatt hours. This is a historic moment and one that we've been awaiting for many years, Anna Moskwa, Poland's Minister for Climate and Environment, said in a statement. The pipeline is at the center of Poland's long-standing strategy to diversify its gas supplies away from Russia. Maybe other people should have followed that suit, you think? I mean, I don't know, folks, what's going to come out of the gas line. I don't know if the gas lines are even repairable between Europe and Russia right now. It may take them who knows how long to fix it. If they may have to bypass it, who knows how bad the damage is. I don't know. But again, I think we all know what happened. Well, Germany going behind the scenes trying to negotiate with Russia to keep the gas lines open for them, and we couldn't let that happen. We, meaning America. And some more news now, a different direction. We're going to talk about Florida, folks. Florida is recovering from something that's huge. Florida faces grim reality. Hurricane Ian is the deadliest storm since 1935. Wow. The hardest hit areas have been described as resembling a war zone. And Ian's death toll has climbed above 100 as rescue crews go door to door to search for survivors and help in recovery. And if you've seen the pictures of this, folks, you know it looks like a war zone. Nearly a week after Hurricane Ian obliterated communities in Florida, the death toll continues to rise as rescue crews go door-to-door in some of the hardest-hit communities. While hundreds of thousands remained without power on Tuesday and roadways were still flooded, construction on a makeshift bridge broke ground to help those stranded on Pine Island, one of the several barrier islands that suffered the full force of Ian's wrath. The death toll climbed on Tuesday after growing to 100 on Monday, with at least 110 confirmed U.S. fatalities blamed on Ian. 105 of those deaths occurred in Florida, as well as 5 in North Carolina, according to the governor there. In Florida, Lee County was the largest source of the casualties, with 55 deaths reported by county officials. Associated Press also reported 3 fatalities in Cuba, where Ian struck before hitting the U.S. Most of the deaths from the hurricane were as a result of drowning, but some have been blamed on harsh consequences in the aftermath of the storm. Now, folks, this is sad. Such as an elderly couple who died after power, to the oxygen machines shut off. That is sad. I mean, most of them were drowned, but one elderly couple here, the machine didn't run, the oxygen machines quit, and the power went off, and they died. Although the death toll from Ian is fluid and historical numbers are inexact, Ian is likely the deadliest tropical storm for the state of Florida since 1935 Labor Day hurricane, which killed over 400 people. So, God bless you, folks in Florida. I hope that you're doing okay, and I hope that you don't face any more thing like this for the rest of the summer and can have a chance to rebuild. I know it's going to take you more than summertime to rebuild. I realize that. Some of y'all's homes are going, your properties, businesses are going. I just don't know. All I can say is we're praying for you. I don't know what else to say. Just trust the Lord who'll give you strength to get through it, I promise. U.S. aims to turn Taiwan into a, how about that, a giant stockpile of weapons. Think about that. American officials are intensifying efforts to build a giant stockpile of weapons in Taiwan after studying recent naval and air force exercises by the Chinese military around the island, according to current and former officials. The exercises showed that China would probably blockade the island as a prelude to any attempted invasion, and Taiwan would have to hold out on its own until the United States or other nations intervene if they decide to do that, the current and former officials say. But the effort to transform Taiwan into a weapons depot faces challenges. The United States and its allies have prioritized sending weapons to Ukraine, which is reducing their stockpiles, and arms makers are reluctant to open new production lines without a steady stream of long-term orders. There's big bucks, folks, in weapons. Big bucks in weapons. Manufacturers get really wealthy off weapons. So they don't want to commit to anything unless they can make sure they're going to have enough orders coming in to keep them going in the future. Building Taiwan's arsenal up just in case. Well, maybe I should tell something else happening in the world and another part of the world other than Ukraine and Russia. Could be the Far East is on the verge of something also. Folks, the whole world seems to be boiling right now without any relief valve. And no relief in sight, so to speak. The U.S. edges closer to passing digital ID legislation. Now, folks, didn't pay attention to this. For 12 years, a little bit longer, I drove without a driver's license because I would not voluntarily give them a digital picture and number of my face to be stored on Interpol. Yeah, it's stored. Your digital license and IDs are stored worldwide. There's a reason for it. I'll read part of it right now. The Senate Homeland Security and Government Committee has approved the Improving Digital Identity Act, a legal framework for the digital ID systems for U.S. citizens. The House Oversight and Reform Committee has already voted to pass the legislation in July. The Improving Digital ID Act is a bipartisan bill sponsored by Senators Cynthia Lummis, a Republican of Wyoming, and Christine Sinema, Democrat, Arizona. It aims to create a public-private, pay attention, please. It aims to create a public-private digital ID task force tasked with improving digital ID verification systems in government agencies. The legislation will also allow the Department of Homeland Security to award grants for advancements to digital ID verification systems. The territorial, tribal, local, and state governments will be eligible to receive funding for the establishment of interoperable and secure digital ID systems. Legislation will also require the Government Accountability Office to provide Congress with reports on the cost savings of the wide use of digital ID systems. Critics of digital ID systems say such systems raise privacy concerns. Supporters of these systems argue that they will help prevent ID fraud and improve economic activity by providing secure online transactions. Several states are already testing digital driver's license, and the new legislation itself stops short of mandating centralized national IDs and mostly focuses on standards for their implementation on state level. They always start on state level. Remember the Real ID Act 2005? Started this whole digital nonsense. Well, it already started, but it really pushed it hard then. Moved it another notch too forward. Well, now we're talking about, folks, a digital ID basis for everything you do. But it's going to be secure. Don't worry about it. It'll be secure online. Don't you know everything you do online is secure? Sure it is. Your bank account maybe never got hacked or nothing's ever happened. Mine has, and several of my friends have. But nonetheless, there ain't no such thing as secure online. Nothing secure online. Get over it. It just isn't. It ain't going to be. And it's just the way it is. Now, you may have known this. You know, the Supreme Court made a couple of what I call decent rulings over the last few months. But now they just made one that I think is kind of a bad move. Supreme Court rejects Mike Lindell's bid to stop Dominion's $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit. U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell's bid to stop a defamation lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems. A Trump-appointed judge ruled, and this is a Trump-appointed judge, really? Yeah, okay. Ruled last August that $1.3 billion lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems against Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell may proceed. Judge Carl Nicholas dismissed request to throw out the junk lawsuit. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Trump supporters for their accusation that votes were changed during the 2020 election. Dominion is under fire since the 2020 election after the impossible win by Joe Biden. A federal judge Wednesday ordered that three defamation lawsuits of $1.3 billion each filed by Dominion Voting Systems be allowed to continue after allies of former President Donald Trump filed a request that they may be dismissed. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's former personal attorney, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, and Kraken County's attorney Sidney Powell are all named as defendants in lawsuits that will proceed, alleging that each of these parties made claims without evidence that Dominion Voting Systems had rigged the results of the 2020 presidential election by manipulating voting numbers. The justice's decision not to hear the case means a federal judge ruling in August 2021 that allowed the lawsuit to move forward remains in place. You know, I know for a fact that Mike Lindell and attorney Sidney Powell and probably Giuliani also said they had proof that the elections were hacked. They're going to bring out the tapes and all the information, going to bring it out. That's been, gosh, a year or better ago. And not much has been brought forward. At least if it has, it's been covered up. So maybe they dug their own graves, so to speak, with their mouths. Maybe they've tried to say too much or couldn't prove and back themselves into a corner. But either way, $1.3 billion per might put a pinch on the wallet of each one of them. We'll see. And another, I think, lost Supreme Court ruled once, a loss for the common people. Supreme Court declines to hear a challenge to Biden's federal vaccine mandate for health care workers. Supreme Court on Monday turned away an appeal from Missouri and nine other states challenging Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for health care workers. Last November, Joe Biden imposed a federal vaccine mandate on all health care workers that affected 10.4 million people. In January of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Joe Biden's OSHA vax mandate for private businesses with 100-plus employees. In a separate, simultaneously released ruling, the highest court of the land in a 5-4 vote allowed a similar vaccine mandate for health care facilities that received Medicaid and Medicare to stand. Well, if you're a ward of the state, they pretty much control you. Well, you depend on monies from Medicaid, Medicare to run your business and your hospitals, doctor's office. Then I guess they pretty much control you until you say, no, I don't want those funds any longer. And can you function without them? Folks, this is a scale that we're going to see increasing when it comes to things like Social Security, food stamps, and other things for just individuals. Because when we don't follow that, we don't toe the line, so to speak, they cut these off for us too. Because how many of us out there today that are my age and older are not getting a Social Security check? Not many. How many of them need it just to buy groceries and food? I think we can all say most people do. It's just one of those things that you just can't. We paid into it for years, not knowing that it really wasn't the right thing to do. We didn't know. We were told it's the right thing to do, and we're always taught that. Need to pay into that to help to pay for our own retirements. But in the reality, folks, it's been broke for years. People paying into it now, what few there are paying ours, but really and truly, they're not even paying ours. They're printing more money, making more credit to pay our retirement checks because not enough money coming in to cover them now. How long will that last? What if the Great Reset says we're going to cut it in half? Can't afford it any longer. Could it happen? Of course it could happen. It will happen eventually. They can't do it forever. Back to some other news here that I think is interesting. Austria, Hungary, Serbia cooperate to deliver border control in face of rising migrant numbers. Austria, Hungary, and Serbia are blocking the borders off from illegals. And America can't do that. The leaders of Hungary, Austria, and Serbia met Monday in Budapest to find solutions on how to stem the increasing number of migrants arriving in Europe, among them many young men from India. The three leaders agreed to take joint action to control the new arrivals along the migration route that leads through Serbia. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer told reporters after their meeting that the joint action plan would include increased police cooperation along the borders as well as supporting Serbia when it comes to deporting migrants back to their home countries. We will directly support Serbia to carry out repatriations and not only support technical know-how, but also do everything possible that is necessary and financially support them. Hungary builds a wall, cuts illegal immigration by over 99%. Lessons for Trump and maybe Biden, we say. Hungary builds a wall, cuts illegal immigration by 99%. Can you imagine what a relief that would be to the Border Patrol and the states on the border of Texas, Arizona, and others? California, of course, I know they don't care. They're fine. They want them, bring them on in. But states like Texas and Arizona are trying their best to preserve their culture for the people in their states, especially right along the border, being overwhelmed every day. People on the border are not safe, and they know that. They're armed now. They even go to work armed. Waitresses in the restaurants are carrying arms because they know what's going to happen. So this is America being taken down one day at a time, one piece at a time, with an illegal invasion. It's an invasion. No, they're not coming in yet with tanks and guns. They're coming across with mouths to feed and some of them too lazy to want to work. That's just the way it is. And we're feeding them, we're clothing them, we're housing them, taking care of them better than this, we do most of our own citizens. Inviting them in, so to speak. So we're being undermined as a culture, being undermined economically and lots of other ways, folks. America is in trouble. Over $31 trillion in debt. Went up over five times since 20 years ago. This is not a good sign for what's left this country and its finances. Now, again, this has been Pastor Rich Paul filling from Melody Sue someday. And, folks, please give Melody a call. Ask her about what you might be able to do with what little bit you got, okay? 800-375-4188. I'll be back with you Friday. Dave and Melody will be here tomorrow to fill in all the gaps. See you there. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.